The bailout not heard around the world.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Markets around the world don't seem to be too impressed with Washington's passage of a $700 billion bailout plan. Good to have you along this morning as we continue with Fallout, our coverage of America's financial crisis. Here's how one financial expert puts it. Europe, quote, is feeling the wind of default blowing from the other side of the Atlantic. Joining us now from the other side of the Atlantic is Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard. Stephen, European markets are down 3-5% right now after a tumultuous weekend. What happened?
Well, we had an emergency summit on Saturday between the big four economies of the EU, Germany, France, Britain and Italy, and they agreed to coordinate their response to the financial crisis. And then the next day, we had the German government going it alone, apparently guaranteeing 100% of all private German bank accounts. And that's caused a lot of consternation and dismay in the EU today.
So why all of these flared emotions because of this?
Well, because this move, potentially, it could upset the apple cart. It could suck deposits out of countries with lower levels of deposit protection, like the UK. But it's the fact that the EU's largest economy apparently is going it alone just one day after they criticised the Irish and the Greeks for doing the same thing.
And days after criticizing the United States as well.
Yes, indeed, and suggesting that the United States was responsible for this crisis and that its days as a financial superpower were numbered. The crisis clearly has arrived with a vengeance in Europe this week and certainly in Germany. Germany this weekend was re-rescuing the giant property lender Hypo, which it helped rescue last week. So there's no doubt the crisis is intensifying, and here in Europe.
So coming off of this weekend, oil prices are at an 8-month low. What's the connection here?
That really does suggest that investors feel all this crisis and chaos in the banking sector will lead inevitably to quite a sharp downturn in the real economy, and that will mean significantly lower demand for oil.
All right. Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, thanks so much.
Okay, Renita.
Oil is below $90 a barrel. These days, Sunday is the new Monday. Federal officials work through the night trying to help sort out the fight for Wachovia. You may remember early last week when Citigroup had a deal to buy the bank. That deal was challenged Friday when Wells Fargo announced a bid for Wachovia. This morning, there are indications of a compromise, as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
There are reports of a deal being pushed by the Federal Reserve, which wants Wachovia to find a suitor ASAP to stabilize the nation's banking system. The deal would likely split Wachovia's branches between Citi and Wells Fargo. New York-based Citi would get the Northeast, San Francisco-based Wells would get the Southeast and California. The possibility of a compromise follows a weekend of legal wrangling over whether Wachovia should have pursued an offer from Wells Fargo after agreeing to have its banking operations taken over by Citi for just over $2 billion. In that deal, the FDIC would have shouldered most of the losses on Wachovia's books. Whether the FDIC is off the hook in whatever deal gets worked out in the end, it will surely be comforting for federal officials to know people are finally fighting over a bank again. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. By The Economist, this week featuring a special election brief featuring articles on key issues in the presidential election, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
It's time for our next stop in our series, Road to Ruin. Marketplace's Tess Vigeland spent the weekend in Denver. She found the downturn isn't keeping Coloradoans from turning out to things like festivals and fairs, but the events themselves are feeling the pinch.
There's nothing quite like a pumpkin harvest festival to get you in that autumn spirit.
I'm Amelia, and I'm 6 years old.
I'm Ian, and I'm 6.
And what are you guys doing here?
We're making scarecrows.
I found Amelia Nugent and her friend Ian at 4 Mile Historic Park in Glendale, a small suburb south of Denver. They were stuffing straw down a pair of old jeans tacked onto a wooden stick frame. Too bad the Scarecrow can't keep the economic downturn away from the park and its festival budget. Park director Barbara Gibson says she's expecting to see a drop in the number of donations over the coming months, and possibly some budget cutting by the cities of Denver and Glendale, which also provide funding.
I'm finding that grantors are tougher. We'll see how the donations go. So far, we've been okay. It is a little bit down, but time will tell. I think there's always a lag between people don't just all of a sudden stop spending when things are tough.
Just hold on here a minute. Till the horses go by.
Community festival organizers are feeling the pinch from all sides. This past weekend, the nearby city of Englewood canceled its 80-year-old Englewood Days celebration. Even Denver's big holiday Parade of Lights finds itself going hat in hand to the public for the first time in its history. Susan Rogers Kark of the Downtown Denver Partnership looked out on the parade route along Arapahoe Street as she mulled the event's $500,000 budget.
Clearly we have increasing expenses, and some of those are the obvious ones that people see that would be fuel, and you might think, how much fuel do you need for a parade? But every single major equipment delivery that we have takes more fuel. Helium prices have gone up more than 50% in the past 5 years. There's actually a helium shortage in the country.
This parade gets no money from the city, and Kark says it's been hard to find new corporate sponsors. But she says the event will remain free to the 350,000 people who attend annually.
Especially, I think, when times are tough and people may cut back on other entertainment dollars, it's something where it really gives people the opportunity to come together and celebrate as a community.
Pumpkins and parades, two things that Main Street won't give up, no matter what the problems on Wall Street. On the road in Denver, I'm Tess Vigeland for Marketplace.
The Dow stands at 10,325 after dropping 157 points Friday. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.